AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A day after a ceasefire deal was reached with Syrian rebels, they haven't yet evacuated from eastern Aleppo. That's in spite of this decree from the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations.
Allow me to correct you. This is not the fall of Aleppo. This is the liberation of Aleppo.
But now Syrian opposition activists are saying the bombing of eastern Aleppo has resumed. As part of the deal, civilians and rebels were to be evacuated from the area. President-elect Trump sits down with tech executives later today to talk about plans to bolster innovation and manufacturing.
The invite list reportedly includes Apple's Tim Cook, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, and Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg. And transition spokesman Jason Miller says the president-elect will tell them America should be the place that doesn't just design great new things, it makes them.
Or companies who are just starting or people who have these ideas can get out there and have the access to capital and the tax structure.
His audience, though, might be a bit skeptical. On the campaign trail, Trump denounced the outsourcing of production, and many tech CEOs were staunch backers of Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. Mark Smith at the White House.
Trump reportedly wants Michigan Republican Party chairwoman Rona Romney McDaniel to be national party chairwoman, partly as a reward for the GOP carrying Michigan for the first time in 28 years. She's the niece of Mitt Romney. A judge has ruled that Colorado's 9 electors must vote for Hillary Clinton because she won the state's popular vote. That stops the state's electors from joining a long-shot effort to unite with Republicans behind a compromise presidential candidate other than Donald Trump.
I think it's incumbent upon us to do all that we can to prevent him from becoming president of the United States.
Elector Polly Baca is one of those who sued to overturn a state law requiring them to vote for Clinton. This is AP Radio News. Writer, composer, actor, and TV host Alan Thicke has died in Los Angeles after a heart attack. You may remember him from the show Growing Pains. Actor Kirk Cameron said in 1999 that he still felt like a kid around his TV dad.
I spent more time with Alan than I did with my own father, so in a sense, it was kind of like dad. And although we are both dads, I think there's always a sense of a special kind of relationship with father and son, kind of a thing going on that doesn't really go away. But yeah, at times I still feel like, hey, Dad, how's it going? You know, can I borrow the car keys?
Alan Thicke was 69. The Oakland City Council has approved a resolution authorizing the city to negotiate with an investment group to build a new football stadium for the Oakland Raiders. Former player Ronnie Lott is part of that group.
This is a really unique opportunity right now to really resurrect an opportunity to change the Raiders, to change this opportunity.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.